This is Twit.
Okay, so rooting an Amazon Echo is now, or at least was for a while, a thing. Mark Barnes wrote last Tuesday, or posted while we were doing last week's podcast, a topic. He used the A word. I'll say Echo. Are you listening? So this is interesting, but not overly alarming, because it requires physical access. So the so-called evil maid attack, meaning, you know, somebody that has access to your home could get up to some mischief with your Amazon device, and only applies to the earlier 2015 and 2016 model Amazon Echoes. Although, you know, there are a lot of those that are out there because they were popular back then. So it turns out, and Leo, on the next page of the show notes, I have a picture of the bottom of the earlier Echoes. Actually, it's the Echoes now. They just changed the design a little bit. Under the rubber base of those earlier Echoes, and actually of the, even the current ones, is an 18-connection, very powerful debugging and access pad, which provides, among other things, a serial terminal interface where if you hook a serial terminal to it and then plug the Echo in, you see all this, you know, Linux booting, scrolling stuff and with the names of everything. So, I mean, it's complete internal information disclosure just exported out of, you know, a ground and the UART transmit line. So so there's that, and support for a remote SD card booting interconnect. Together, those two things allow for operational discovery. You're able to also to talk to the Echo through the serial input, which allows the device to be monitored, probed, and then ultimately fully commandeered without opening the Echo any further. You take the rubber base off, you press something up against the bottom, and you're off. So Mark Barnes, who is with MWR Info Security, said that his team developed scripts that leveraged tools embedded on the Amazon Echo to continuously stream raw microphone audio over TCP/IP to a remote server without affecting the usual functionality of the device itself. Thus, as a proof of concept, turning it into an always-on home surveillance device. Thus, you know, in the fully developed attack scenario, an evil maid would disconnect the Echo's power, remove the rubber footing, press a square connector pad against the exposed 18 connection debugging surface, which would acquire power and access to the internals, then power up the Echo and wait while it boots. The external SD memory would take over, modify and rewrite the Echo's internal firmware on the fly, turning the device into anything the attacker wished, like a 24/7 audio exporting streaming device. Then the boot override would be removed, the rubber base reaffixed, and the Echo returned to its original location, essentially having been modified. So users owning this year's 2017 models of the Echo are not affected by this latest hack because the new models introduced a mitigation that joins two of the crucial debugging pads in a way that prevents the device from that external booting. So there's still a lot there, but you can't do a boot override in order to bypass the internal firmware. So our takeaway is that this is an interesting attack, but we've seen these before. We'll all remember the Samsung television attack, where if you stuck a USB key into the Samsung television, you could also compromise it, but not remotely, not over the network, not from the public internet. You had to be physically present. So it, too, was an evil-made style attack. Arguably,
evil-made with some skills in this case. You'd have to build that thing.
Well,
to tap it. I mean, they didn't offer that for sale, did they?
No, but that's the next step. And so, I mean, so for example, this is the kind of thing we could see the CIA doing if they wanted to have access to somebody's audio and got a warrant in order to do so. You know, get into the house, modify the Echo, and then leave. And now it's a streaming device. But again, not anything to get all worried about. It requires physical access. Cannot be done on the newer devices. And who knows? This is very fresh. It would not be unforeseeable that Amazon would push a firmware update, you know, a few days from now that would even disable the ability to override it by SSD, if that's possible to do through a firmware update. I don't know one way or the other. I mean, that little 18 pad connector, that's an internal gold mine of stuff. Now, again, you could also say, okay, all they did was, that is all Amazon did by exporting those 18 connections is make it additionally easier. You know, for example, the Google Home, it may not export all those pins, but if you open it up, all that same stuff is there. And so, again, physical access, as we know, always lets you do pretty much anything you want. So I don't consider this a weakness, which is why, you know, there's no reason to run around and get concerned. It's just, you know, another example of, you know, us having a powerful internet connected computer in our homes that if somebody has access to it, it can be subverted. But then all of our computers are that way.